The Israel Report with Rolien Marx.
Rolien Marx, are you holding up?
I'm holding up. You know, I have to admit I fluctuate between feelings of extreme sadness. I'm listening to people's messages coming in saying they're very scared to, they support Israel, but they're very scared to show it. And it's very indicative of the climate that we're living in, which is very, very sad indeed. But we feel your prayers and we feel your solidarity, and it is so greatly appreciated. And also feeling incredibly sad that, you know, you can't support both Israel and the Palestinians. You shouldn't have to choose between both, because we believe that our Palestinian neighbors deserve to live in peace, deserve to live in dignity, but that's just not going to happen with the Hamas in power in the Gaza Strip. That's basically what Israel feels in a nutshell.
Rolien, I just want to go to the headline of the Times of Israel, because it appears to be very recent news, and if it is true, a massively serious escalation. 4 rockets apparently fired at Israel from Lebanon.
Yes, 4 rockets have been fired from southern Lebanon into Israel. The IDF, which is on all border fronts, hit back with the artillery shells. But we must just stress this is not Hezbollah. This is not Hezbollah trying to pull Israel into any kind of conflagration on the northern border. These are Palestinian groups inside of southern Lebanon trying to be ambitious or to take advantage of the situation. 2 of those rockets fell in the sea. 1 was intercepted by the Iron Dome and 1 fell in an empty field. But no, it's definitely not Hezbollah. We do have confirmation on that.
Okay, so we haven't spoken for 2 days. Please bring us up to speed with developments both in the West Bank, Judea and Samaria, internally and Gaza.
Well, it feels like an eternity because this week has been the longest year ever. We can confirm that we are still seeing heavy barrages being fired from the Gaza Strip into Israel. A lot of it directed at the Negev, at the Lachish area, which is Ashkelon, Ashdod, and the south. So some fired more towards my area a little earlier today, but intercepted at the Rehovot. We are seeing the IDF continuing to hit targets. I know there's a lot of talk going on whether or not we will have a ceasefire demand from the Biden administration to have a ceasefire or to de-escalate soon. However, our defense minister, Benny Gantz, has told his counterpart in the United States that we are very, very close to hitting all our targets. We're making significant strides against Hamas. A lot of the conjecture over the weekend about the issue of the raising of the media building that housed Associated Press,
yes,
and
yes,
Al Jazeera. Israel has presented Secretary of State Blinken with the intelligence while we struck there. The Secretary of State says he is happy with the intelligence that he has been provided, but will not comment on that. Now, people have been messaging me asking why won't he comment. It's intelligence information. He's not going to comment until such time that he is able to do so. Over the weekend, we saw that absolute audacious, stunning body blow delivered by the IDF onto Hamas, because we are still striking tunnels. Today, we struck a tunnel which was the scene where Hadar Golden was kidnapped and killed during 2014. But over the weekend, using the military strategy of deception and pulling a fast one on the media, and I must say, Simon, that Israelis are feeling a little bit more of a sense of irony and maybe a little smug that we managed to pull this one over on the New York Times. But our IDF spokesperson's very, very ambiguous tweet said the IDF is engaging Hamas on the ground in Gaza and in the air, which of course led to the media speculating that we had gone in, because we certainly made enough of a noise with tanks and dust and firepower. However, we weren't inside Gaza. What we had done was gotten the press to give Hamas the illusion that he was coming in. Their terrorists scuttled into the tunnels ready to take up positions against Israeli troops and tanks on entry. And once we had amassed many of their terrorists or officers, whatever you want to call them, with 160 aircraft, we dropped 80 tons of ordnance on the metro. That's the tunnel system that exists under the Gaza Strip. However, we have still continued to strike major targets, launching sites, manufacturing sites, the homes of Hamas operatives. Over 150 Hamas operatives have been killed in airstrikes. What is very, very concerning is that at least 700 rockets fired from the Strip have landed in the Strip. A family of eight was killed by this. This is in addition to other civilians, including five children, who have been killed as a result of rockets falling short in the Strip or misfiring. But we continue to strike precisely at targets. We do know that the CEO of Associated Press has asked for an investigation into the reasons as to why the building was razed. Everybody there got out alive, safe and sound, and the IDF continues to do everything that it can to prevent the loss of civilian life. However, 2 days in a row, a humanitarian aid convoy coming into the Gaza Strip has come under heavy mortar fire from Hamas. Yesterday, one of our soldiers took some light shrapnel wounds to the abdomen. But this is a situation that people must understand, that we are dealing with an enemy entity that is hiding from within the civilian population to fire on ours and even firing on the aid that is coming into the Strip.
Can we just dwell on that point for a moment, Aurelien? Because I've seen pictures of these rockets that are massive and huge, and they're not these little homemade jobbies that I thought they were. Israel has been criticized so heavily internationally over the past couple of years for the blockade against Gaza, and you can't get in medicines and you can't get in food, and then there's a naval blockade, but they get in rockets. How do rockets get into the Gaza Strip?
First of all, it's not just Israel that has the blockade, it's also Egypt. It's a point that people forget time and time again. But they managed to get them through smugglers, whether it's through the Sinai, that used the scars as water pipes, sewage pipes to build their rockets. They smuggle via the sea. They do, by any means necessary, try to get these rockets and weapons passed into the Strip. We can't forget the Mavi Marmara incident several years ago, where aboard the Mavi Marmara so-called humanitarian boat, the underneath was packed with weapons and rocket-making and bomb-making explosives. So they have amassed a significant arsenal of rockets. These are rockets paid for, sponsored by the Iranians. And this is why we are ever vigilant on our borders and on our waters.
Raleen, the other aspect of this conflagration, or this war that's really bothering me and many others, I'm sure, is the internal deterioration of relationships between Israeli Jews and Israeli Arabs. The footage coming out of places like Lod were disturbing in the extreme. What's happening on that front?
Well, the state of emergency as of yesterday has been extended by 48 hours in the town of Lod, and every effort is being made on two fronts. One, to crack down on extremists on both sides, and on the other side is to try and bring communal religious leaders together to try and de-escalate this as much as possible. We know that this is pushed by Hamas. We know that they called weeks ago, before there was even discussion about property or Jerusalem. We know that Hamas was pushing weeks ago for violence. But what is also moving and must be mentioned is the scenes in towns like Lod, Akko, Jaffa, of communities coming together to try and clean up the mess, to try and work together. But the reality is there's a great sense now of fear and of distrust between the two communities, and every effort is going to have to be made to bring our communities together.
Ronnie Marks, that is sobering. Stay safe this evening. Please God, things will calm down. You've brought us to 5:30 with aplomb, and you'll do so again tomorrow.
Absolutely.